Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is how sometimes the truth is concealed by falsehood, or how falsehood manifests itself disguised as the truth. You could express this in two ways. It's interesting to note that this is something which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. And in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: "And do not mix the truth with falsehood, nor conceal the truth while you know." Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, "Many a wrong was glossed with verses from the Book of Allah." So this is an allusion to something interesting, in that in the history of Islam, we see that, you know, there have been many deviant, movements. Some of these movements were political, some of them were theological, philosophical. But all of them, took recourse in order to, establish their legitimacy. All of them took recourse to the Book of God. All of them took recourse to the Quran in order to justify, the fact that they were on the path of truth and, they were on the right path. And, this is interesting, and, this is one of the instances of the way in which falsehood comes and disguised as truth, and that falsehood is disguised and concealed by verses of the Holy Quran and the truth. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Many a wrong was glossed with verses from the Book of God, just as copper dirham." Imam Ali alayhi salam, he compares this to counterfeit money. He says that sometimes copper is plated with silver coating, right? So it's not really a valuable, has no monetary value, this coin, but in order to disguise it, the person, he coats it with a plate of gold or a plate of silver in order to trick the person. Same thing happens with, falsehood. Sometimes people presenting a lie, presenting a falsehood, a incorrect idea or notion, they try to hide this with verses of the Holy Quran. Or it could be hadith. They could, conceal its falsehood by means of hadith. And this is one of the reasons why, it's necessary, it's always been necessary, and this is even more true today, that it's necessary for us to have experts in the Islamic sciences, especially experts in the field of the Quranic sciences and the hadith, who can show, the true meaning of hadith and verses of the Holy Quran, and show why these, these misinterpretations of these verses, these Quranic verses and prophetic hadiths, why they are wrong and where they are wrong, and what the true meaning of these verses and these hadiths are. And this is even more true today, when these means of communication between civilizations has become, a lot easier than it was in the past. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at falsehood disguised as the truth in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.